The Journal of Evolutionary Biology, which we will rarely cite on this show, rated facial hair and how women respond to it the number one most attractive overall and received the highest marks for a short-term relationship, stubble. And that's what I thought you had, Seth.
No, he doesn't have stubble.
I mean, what he's got right now, I thought looked like stubble. No, like a 5 o'clock shadow.
Short
like
beard.
Don Johnson style.
You haven't even known me with stubble. Stubble is what happens 5 minutes after I shave. This is a finely trimmed beard.
All right.
Yeah, it's
stubble's like next day. That's stubble right there on Bone TV.
So that's different than what Seth has on his face right now.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, it's a little bit shorter than I'd like it, but...
Right, but by tomorrow, it'll be a full beard.
Yeah, I mean, the number two wasn't taking off anything, so I had to go to the number one.
You know who has great stubble? Mike Olivero.
Yeah, Olivero does have really
good
stubble.
He's a stubble man.
It looks like he paints it on.
Grizzly.
And I'm not sure that he doesn't.
Yeah.
But why do women like stubble so much?
Well, I don't know. It's about sexual selection via female choice and how it has shaped the male ornamentation through the years. Females deem a man's stubble as masculine, rugged, and sexy. They will interpret the 5 o'clock shadow to mean you're a guy who's only in search of a fleeting romance. Full beard, more attractive in terms of a committed partner, as a sign of intrasexual formidability.
What?
And the potential to provide direct benefits to females. So if you have a full beard, you look like you can provide to girls.
What if you're clean shaven? Is that on the list?
I don't see it anywhere.
See, here's the thing about stubble. Women may like it, but for me, the stubble stage is very itchy. And you want to pull your face off.
Yeah, stubble is so irritating.
Oh, I have no problem with the stubble stage. It's when I have a beard for about 2 weeks and I haven't trimmed it. That's painful.
I was thinking about going on, because it's been a while since I've shaved. Usually on my Wednesdays when I do TV, which, by the way, I'll be on daytime tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., 11 o'clock, or 10 a.m. at WFLA. Normally, I'll take the trimmer down to like a 4 or 5 on the side. But this time I'm letting it grow because I'm thinking about this winter growing it out again. But then I remember what a psychopath serial killer I look like.
Are we going to just dye it all gray then? Or are we going to dye it? Because that's why you take it down, is to hide the gray. You've said it multiple times.
I mean, it sounds different when I say it than when you say it.
I'm sorry.
Don't grow that beard again.
Okay.
You're not going to have a choice in a minute.
You're not a long beard guy.
Well, I mean, I tried it last year, and it didn't work for me.
Scraggly.
The gray is winning, though. It's like overcoming.
It is. The gray used to just be here, and now it's made its way over here, and now it's made its way all over the
place. But it looks fine.
Yeah.
The most shocking thing about it is that you said the other day that you have gray nose hair. I didn't even know those existed. That's going to scare me when that happens to me.
By the way, I took care of everything.
Good.
I'll have you guys know.
They were wily.
Shoved the clippers up there.
You did get a clippers.
Well, I mean, yeah, I got the attachment to my beard trimmer.
That's good.
Made sure they were all gone.
I was worried you were going to pull them all out.
Well, some dude emailed me and said I should wax. He said there's a substance you can get. You put it up in your nose.
Like a putty?
Like a putty, and it grabs all the hairs at once. Like you pull it out, and it pulls all your nose hairs out.
Every time my friend in college went to the groomer, he did that. And I went one time, and it was, ugh.
You don't have that many nose hairs.
It's not like a bush in there or anything. And I'd be worried that like one of those hairs was attached to my brain stem, and then I'd pull my brain out through my nose. Sorry, Seth.
See, I'm getting some gray at the top of my sideburns, kind of like a Polly Walnuts type of thing.
That's a good look.
And I just want that to just keep happening.
Yeah, yeah. The Polly Walnuts look was a great look. He had that gray thickets like growing out of the side of his head.
Does he do that on purpose or that's natural?
I would think he does it on purpose. You got to know that you're doing that.
Okay.
Hey, look at these gray thickets growing out of the side of my head. So then, like, what should I do?
That's a good look for you right there.
Okay, so right here. Oh, look, there's Polly Walnuts on Bone TV.
Yeah, that or shorter, but nothing longer.
So this is as long as it should get.
Yeah, it was a rough winter last year for us.
Sorry that you had to look at that.
It was crazy. It was a crazy beard. It was, you know, the gray hairs were, they're poking me in the face.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Are there any women out there who just don't like facial hair on a guy anymore? Because every guy's got some facial hair.
Andrew, you look good with some mutton chops, man. You need the
mutton chops?
Like kind of Wolverine-y if you keep it going.
By the way, did you see the Wolverine trailer today for the new one, Logan?
Yeah.
I know.
He's such a liar.
Unbelievable.
Dude.
New Wolverine movie?
Yeah, and it's called Logan. and it looks pretty amazing. Like, I'm not a comic geek or anything, but
I'm an X-Men fan, but Wolverine is probably my least favorite X-Men.
Then you wouldn't like this trailer. Okay. Cause it looks.
It's Wolverine.
It's Wolverine and. Oops, hold on. Quiet, supervillains. What's this?
Logan, what did you do?
Charles, the world is not the same as it was. Mutants. They're gone now.
I hurt myself. Today,
now, I don't know who that chump is covering Nine Inch Nails, but obviously couldn't hold Trent Reznor's jockstrap.
I focus on the pain.
Like, that guy doesn't sound nearly as good as Trent Reznor. I see no future for whoever this ass clown is that had the nerve to cover Nine Inch Nails.
Beneath the stains.
She's like you.
Of time.
Very much like you.
What is happening here?
That's Hugh Jackman, Logan, Wolverine.
She needs our help.
This looks pretty good, actually. You
yeah.
Someone will come along.
Someone has come along.
I am still right here. And you could have it all.
We're just playing a song.
My empire.
Yeah, I know. Terrible song, too, man. That dude will never make it. Like, you don't cover Nine Inch Nails, you know? Especially if you're some new buck who's got some terrible voice. No future for that guy. Susan, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you?
Oh, fine. Listen, I'm dying to know what has started this facial hair trend. Every man, I don't care if it's Pinellas County, Hillsborough Television, because when my husband grew a beard, that was the end of our sex life. I mean, that hair was in my nose. It was in my mouth. It was anywhere you could imagine. Mm. I just can't stand the facial hair. But what's with this trend?
Hold on one second. I'll address that in a moment. You know what they're calling for.
I do know what they're calling for.
Hi, Drew Garabo Live.
Yeah, hey, that's Johnny Cash. He recorded that just before he died.
Never heard of him before, dude, but I see no future in the guy. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Drew Garabo Live, go ahead. Hello? Thank you. And Drew Garabo Live, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, what's up?
Listen, the gentleman singing is an icon.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, like, Nine Inch Nails, that's an icon right there, dude. And Trent Reznor is the originator of that song. And whoever this new cat is who thought that he could cover Hurt, he's wrong, because it sucks.
Isn't that Johnny Cash when he sang it to his wife? Johnny Cash?
I don't know who that is.
To his wife? Yeah, he's a country music legend.
Obviously, he's not. I've never heard of him. Thank you, though. Appreciate the call. Drew Garabo Live, go ahead.
Thank you. That's Johnny Cash.
Who?
He's going to rot in hell for what he's saying about Johnny Cash.
About who?
Johnny Cash is the greatest. The greatest.
Oh, I don't know who they mean. Susan, sorry about that. Please continue. Oh, Susan's listening to a radio now.
Oh, is this facial hair, Susan?
Yeah.
Oh.
She hates.
Because facial hair is a new thing.
Right. Susan.
Johnny Cash. I don't know who that is.
So here in about 30 seconds.
You willing to go the distance?
Here it comes.
Thank you.
I love that there are people who think that I don't know that that's Johnny Cash.
I just wish we could bump up the intelligence of the callers by one IQ point.
One?
Just one, just for a start.
It's either that or the internet.
Hey, Susan, with the facial hair. I mean, she doesn't have facial hair, but she doesn't like facial hair.
Hates it.
Susan.
Susan, I hope you get attacked by a bunch of beards later. It's not going to be worth it.
Hey, Susan. All right. Drew Garabo Live, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. You know who did a really, my name's Dave. You know who did a really great rendition of a Nine Inch Nails song?
Bryan Cranston.
Exactly, the guy who was the dad from Malcolm in the Middle.
Kind of knew you might be saying that, but thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You bet.
Thank you. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. People are tweeting, how do they people fall for this? I have no idea. When's the last time you guys had no facial hair at all?
About a year, half ago.
Do people look at you funny when you shave at all?
No.
Oh.
You guys didn't notice for a week.
I mean other people. My son will not let me have no facial hair. Like, I shaved it all off, and he's like,
"Should have something."
Yeah, he's like, "Dad, you look ridiculous." And I said, what do you mean ridiculous? This is my face. Like, what, I need stuff covering? And he goes, yeah, you do.
You need a little something.
Yeah, I know. I realized that. I can't go with no facial hair.
Can you just do a mustache, or is that creepy?
City.
Really? Why? What's so creepy about a nice mustache?
Nikki, what do you think about a guy with just a mustache?
Well, if it's ironic, I like it, but I'm pulling up a
hold on one second. Wait. How do you know if a mustache is ironic
because,
or not?
Because you just know, okay? You just know.
Where's the irony?
Yeah. Like, what if I just want a mustache?
You can't do it. You can't do it, but, you know, if a guy like that hangs out on the 600 block and has like a well-maintained like it.
What do you mean I can't do an ironic mustache? How do you know my mustache isn't ironic?
Oh, because I've seen your mustache before. Hold on.
It's ironic. No. I'm rocking it going, ha, look how ridiculous it would look if I rocked a serious mustache.
No, you and Seth genuinely tried to pull off a mustache once.
And then we did the mustache Olympics with Danielle where we're just getting close to her for a whole show.
Mustache Olympics.
Oh, those were the days.
So you think I can't, like, if I were to just go down to a mustache, you would think I was trying to do it seriously?
Like, dude, let me see what you...
Okay, even if you were doing it ironically, you don't have a good mustache.
Wow.
I'm trying to find a picture. It was bad. It was not good, and the shirt you wore with it made it even worse. You look like a porn star.
Yeah, your shirt didn't go.
Well, I mean, you're giving me mixed messages because that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, it is.
For me, it's not.
You didn't look like a good porn star.
What's a good porn star?
I don't know if there is such thing as a good porn star.
But there are.
You look like a really like cheesy one from the 80s.
If he's good, you're not looking at his mustache.
Man. Tam Powell said his cargo shorts are ironic. That's pretty great.
Oh, here we go.
What's wrong? That's an ironic mustache. Look at my face.
No, you there look I like MSBK. You're going to kill somebody.
Right, that's ironic. I'm not really going to kill somebody.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, that's an ironic mustache. I would see a dude like that. I go, man, he's not being taken seriously.
I feel like people that do wear mustaches are being serious.
Yeah?
Yeah. Nobody says, hey, this mustache is a joke.
Oh, I look at everybody who just rocks a mustache and go, they're clearly joking.
No, I don't think they are. I think they're serious.
Man, there's nobody under the age of 50 who rocks a mustache seriously.
Hey, mustache boys, call now. Serious or nah?
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. All right. So if I came in tomorrow with just a mustache and I was like, hey, guys, look how ridiculous this is.
Just keep it like that. Trim it up a little bit. You're going to be good to go.
All right.
It's a rough winter last year.
I know. I'm hearing that.
Yeah.
I hear you.
No, you saw the pictures.
I know. I am on the same page. I will never again let it grow past here. It gets unkempt. It is disgusting. Look at that. That's an ironic mustache. Come on, look at me.
I used to be so hot.
It looks nice.
Thank you. It's ironic, right? I mean, my face is a little fat, but I look
at it. Okay, all right. Now Seth's mustache. Now, okay, there's your porn star right there. Oh,
yeah, right.
Look at him.
I like that, though. It's a different look.
That mustache lasted 2 days, and I'm not joking. Phoebe said she would never have sex with me again if I kept that.
Look at that guy right there.
Cargo shorts, awful button-up.
Now you look like you're up to something.
Hey, Nikki, post that as a throwback Thursday.
You look like you're about to tie a woman to a train track.
Nah, but I haven't got the rent.
Yeah, you look like a vaudevillain, those wrestlers that you're into.
Yeah.
23 Skidoo, kid.
What's the mustache month? We should all go mustache.
November, yeah.
All right, let's do it. Drew Grabo Live, who's this?
Dad.
You have a mustache?
No, but I want to talk about Johnny Cash.
Who?
Johnny Cash.
I don't know who that is.
The one that you were throwing off on a while ago.
You mean the Nine Inch Nails song, the guy who covered it?
No.
I don't know who you're talking about, man.
The country singer.
Yeah, okay, what about him?
You were throwing off on him a while ago.
What happened? Look at my wang. Thank you, sir.
Well, what's up with it? Seth's got a Fred Mercury type of thing.
That
going
is
on.
Definitely a Freddie Mercury mustache you got going on.
Thank you.
That is awesome. Look at the bulge in my pants.
Yeah, good for you.
Tweet that one out.
That's unfortunate.
Won't even look at my mustache.
No, Nikki wants to tweet the one of you in your cargo shorts.
Drew Grabo Live, who's this?
This is Rob.
Rob, what's up?
What's going on, buddy? It's calling about a mustache.
All right, do you rock an ironic one?
I rock an ironic one. I was actually just talking about shaving it for November since everybody grows one in November.
Oh, all right. Why would you do that?
Because it's ironic.
It's what?
It's ironic.
Yeah, танцор агамора.
That's what else is playing. All right, thank you very much. All right, so then we'll all just go just mustaches.
I can't do it. I'll rock a full beard. I won't shave during the playoffs, but I can't do a mustache. It does damage to my personal life. You don't want to work with me all pent up.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
I need you to be at ease and release.
Yeah.
I mean, not release. Gary, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
What up?
What up? Yeah, I got a ironic mustache. I've had it ever since I could grow a mustache. I'm 61.
You sound like a guy without irony, though. You sound like a legit mustache guy.
Well, you know, it depends on how you look at it. I mean, I did shave it once, and my children freaked and said, oh, grow it back, Dad. You look really weird. Every year, this time of the year, I grow a full beard. So, you know, the mustache goes with the full beard, of course.
Hey, be honest with me. It kind of hurts a little bit when your kids tell you, hey, don't have no facial hair on your, and I know that's a double negative, please have facial hair on your face, otherwise you look weird. It hurts a little bit, doesn't it?
It hurts very much, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
But that was the only way they knew me.
Yeah, same here, dude. Go ahead, Seth, the question for this guy.
No, I was just going to say, Drew, don't let it hurt because he's just telling you you look that much hotter when you're rocking the facial hair.
It's not really what I get. It is you're grotesque without facial hair.
Do you think you look better with facial hair?
Yes.
Your son shares the same opinion.
It's just a little different.
I think you look better with facial hair.
Thank you. Ironic or nah? X, Tampa Bay's new rock alternative, The Morning X with Drew and Seth. Danielle, the Dream Crusher, creeped out by the mustaches, not sported just by me today, but by my partner Seth as well.
I wanted to join you because I saw you had 117 comments worth of hate on the Facebook page yesterday, and I said, I want to get in on that action, and I did. Somebody already called me a 45-year-old child molester. Thank you.
Oh, very creative of them because no one's made the 1970s porn star or child molester reference to our mustaches before.
I feel bad for serious mustache wearers that they are automatically are pedophiles.
Right. Is there anybody who can rock a mustache that doesn't automatically get labeled a rapist or a pedophile?
I think only the Hulkster.
And maybe Dave Grohl. 877-327-9797 is our number. Now, we normally don't enlist your help on anything because, well, let's be quite frank, we don't trust you. However, today, we're really trying to creep Danielle out.
Can you put your package back in?
Sorry.
That's one thing I want to ask of you during the show.
Turtle was peeking his head out of the shell.
Again! That's the second time I've seen it today.
I'm sorry. Don't complain. You know you love it.
I do.
Okay. But we would like your help in creeping out Danielle. She's in the studio with us.
Reluctantly.
We've got some ideas on what we can do to creep her out as she gets a little closer to our stashes, which she claims to hate, but probably secretly loves.
Don't love them.
She loves the fact that it's a mustache party on top of an underpants party.
Oh, man, how could she not? 877-327-9797. Give us some things that we can do to Danielle and make her have that, make her do that gets her closer to our facial hair.
And here's the first mustache challenge. Drew, do you want her to caress our mustaches and give us two positive adjectives?
Yes.
Two positive adjectives per mustache.
Per
that
mustache.
Means four positive adjectives for two things that make me want to vomit.
Come over here right now, Danielle, and touch my stash.
Touch Officer Velasquez.
Come over here. Danielle, get over here and touch it.
Seth looks like a Cuban cop, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Officer Velasquez.
Go ahead, Danielle. Touch it.
Stash.
No, give me more than one finger.
Yeah. No, I can't do that.
Yeah. No, I need you to. Come on. Don't be afraid.
At least two fingers. Give him two fingers. He can take it.
All right.
Now, two positive adjectives.
Yes. How did that feel, Danielle?
Prickly like a
that's not positive.
That's not positive.
Prickly sweet hair.
No, that's neutral.
No, prickly is a bad adjective. It's got bad connotations. It has prick in the title.
It has highlights in it. It's highlighted.
Highlighted?
My mustache is highlighted.
Yeah, I saw like some blonde
streaks
in there.
Thank you. Okay, what else?
Highlighted.
How did it feel? Give me a feel.
Prickly.
No.
Brillo patty.
Nope.
Not positive.
Rough?
Nope.
Uncomfortable?
Nope.
Let me give you a hop here. Burly.
Sexy.
Manly.
Naughty.
Masculine.
Hot.
Virile.
Love it.
Flaccid.
I'm out of stuff.
All right, I will go with burly.
Burly.
Okay. Yeah.
Highlighted and burly. Now come on over here.
Go touch Drew's stash.
Touch my stash.
Yeah, we're getting wild and crazy on a Friday on The Morning X. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Touch it. Come on. Yeah.
Danielle is giving it like I can't believe she's touching you with two fingers like that.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Drew's stash is softer than Seth's stash.
Thank you. So you would say it is somewhat of a tender stash?
I would not say that at all. But okay. Since I'm being forced to come up with two positive adjectives, I would say it is slightly more welcoming.
Welcoming.
Oh, man.
Welcoming. That's
wait, is that not a verb? Is that an adjective?
No, welcoming's a great adjective.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Did you see the way she choked on that word? She said it's slightly more welcoming.
Slightly more welcoming.
Welcoming.
And
good.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yes.
These are all lies at this point.
No, yeah. No, Daniel. Let's be honest.
We want sincerity, please.
I'm trying to think of a positive adjective. It is.
Inviting?
It is defining. It is.
Ooh, defining. That's good.
Defining.
Say no more. Seth's mustache
I'm not
going to
say
described.
What it defines, but it's defining.
That's good.
Now I need two positive adjectives to describe me and my boxers. Let's start on the bulge.
Why are we doing
manly.
This?
Very manly.
Is there somebody on hold right now that wants to give us an idea?
There is. 877-327-9797 is our number. What's up? It's Morning X with Drew and Seth. Who's this?
Hey, it's Dan.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. I think you should do a mustache Oreo and make Danielle the cream.
Yes.
No, will you guys both touch my face?
Is that where we both, like, give you a kiss on the cheek or something?
Yes. A mustache Oreo. Oh, my God, dude. That's so good. Hang on one second. We're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets to tonight's game with the Sox against the Rays.
If you can make it.
Can you make it to tonight's Sox-Rays game, or are you working?
Oh, God, I'm going to have to work tonight. I can't make it.
Little concert by train after the game.
Is that tonight or tomorrow?
That is tonight.
I might be able to pick it up for some friends.
You might indeed. Wait a minute. Sox at Rays this Friday. Yeah, it's
okay.
This Friday. Okay.
All right, cool.
Hold on one second.
All right, Danielle, should we do that?
Yeah, the mustache
Oreo. All right,
come
over here, Danielle.
Come on, just
stand
between
us. Right in here in the middle, right here.
If you've got an idea, 877-327-9797.
Do we give her a kiss on the cheek?
No!
I think so.
So she can feel it? Okay.
Yeah, so she can feel it. Ready? One.
No!
Ready? Two. No, no, no. Hold on.
I feel like you're raping her.
I feel like a rapist all of a sudden.
I know.
I mean, it did turn me on for a second, but I had to stop. I don't know what to do. No. I mean, I've never had a girl yell like that. It's kind of hot.
I know. It's hot, but disturbing as hell.
I'm sorry. I wasn't prepared for this. I just
Nikki,
thought we
can you come
do.
Take a picture of the Oreo that's about to take place?
Get in the middle. Let's do this.
Right.
And if you could scream like that again, that'd be really hot.
Okay. Here comes Nikki with the camera.
Just so everybody knows, after this, we do have a show plan for everybody.
Yeah. This is just a little mustache Olympics
this
going on.
Is fun with mustaches. All right, here we go.
All right, here we go. We're going to get down. Ready? One, two, three. She got the bristly hair on her cheek. Oh man!
Seth kissed me twice.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I was posing. I was posing for the camera, Danielle. I didn't know when Nikki was taking.
I have I have like slobber on both cheeks on my face.
Your face had a nice taste to it, Danielle.
Really did. I can see why Derek likes holding his face against yours a lot.
I feel, man. There's guys that wear serious mustaches out there,
yeah.
And they just get a bad rap. I think
they do. You automatically get labeled a rapist, a pedophile, a creepazoid if you have a mustache.
Don't wipe that off, Danielle.
Oh,
come
don't
on.
Be so quick to walk
there's
away.
There's a little bit of precipitation on my face.
It's from my mustache. I can't help what hangs out in there.
Yeah, it's a little.
I'm sorry. I didn't expect to be that. I knew I wasn't gonna like it, but I didn't expect to be that freaked out.
All right. How about the next thing for the mustache challenge? Is we rub our mustaches against one part of her body. She gets the pick.
And I got it. Get that. Guess this mustache. She closes her eyes.
Oh yeah.
And then we rub our face against her, and
yes!
She has to tell whose mustache
yeah,
that
all right,
is.
Daniel, get back over here. All right, come
yeah,
back over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
Whose stash is this?
Okay, good one.
All right.
Where
good.
Are we gonna rub our stashes?
I don't know. We'll give her.
How about on your Adam's apple neck area? I don't mean Adam's apple.
I don't have an Adam's apple.
I meant that area.
No,
I'm sorry.
What about my elbow? You've been close enough to my face already.
No.
Back of the neck.
Yeah, back of the neck.
Back of the
neck. The women like that.
They love it.
Yeah.
Stash
they
on
do.
The back of the neck. Okay, ready? Ready?
All right, one, two, okay.
It was Seth.
She knew.
How did you know?
Seth, because it was prickly and it just poked me like, it just, you pecked my neck like a chicken.
Did you feel any sensations? You know.
Not good ones.
Did you find it to be highlighted and burly still?
I promise you this break has done nothing to turn my my view towards your mustaches in a positive way.
That's unfortunate. All right, come back over here again and we'll have you close your eyes and guess whose stash it is. By the way, if you have an idea, 877-327-9797.
All right, here we go now. We're going to do the mustache. Okay, all right. It's happening. It's probably not me rubbing my mustache on Danielle this time.
Because you're talking into the microphone.
Well, that's right. Well, I don't want to go silent. I don't know how good a radio that is if people just stop talking.
That's a good point.
It was Drew.
Yeah, it was me because Seth was talking while I was rubbing my mustache.
Very similar feel.
Whose stash felt better on the back of your neck?
No, they were both very similar. If either one of those came up, I'd probably just knock myself unconscious.
Okay, if you had to pick one of those mustaches rubbing against your neck as you were being sleep assaulted, which one would it be?
Oh, my. Yours, Drew, is a little tiny smidge of a bit softer.
A little bit more welcoming.
It's a little less.
I'll put some
abrasive
conditioner in mine later, Danielle. Please, love my stash.
Well, I'm living in the now. And right now you got a prickly ass mustache.
Well, these mustaches just look ridiculous, too. The more I look at our Facebook page picture at facebook.com/themorningx, I see why people have such a negative connotation about mustaches.
Well, they're hideous. We look terrible, but that's okay.
Freakish, unsettling, and bizarre, and that's exactly why we wear them. Please keep posting negative comments that are predictably lame.
I mean, you don't have to keep posting negative comments. I still have to go on with my day after the show.
When are you really going to shave right after the show?
Yeah, dude, I have a gig tonight. What's the name of the Irish 31 in South Tampa from 6 to 8, and I'm shaving my stash. I have not seen anybody else in the building today other than people from our show, and I'm afraid. Like, I don't know if I stop and talk to people when they see the stash. I don't know what to do.
Yes, with a crazed look in your eye. Hey, what's up? It's a Morning X with Drew and Seth. Who's this?
Hey, Drew, Seth, this is Chris. How you guys doing?
Chris, we're doing good, buddy. How's your day so far?
Oh, not too bad, not too bad.
Excellent, man.
I think that Danielle needs to show some love for the stashes. I think she needs to kiss each one of them.
No, no, that's cheating.
Oh, come on, Danielle.
That's cheating.
I will say that that her mouth coming that close to our mouths.
No, she can kiss like the bottom part of my stash.
That's still right next to your mouth.
No, but I wouldn't move my face or anything.
Well, I mean,
let's get Phoebe on the phone for approval on that.
What? Okay, never mind. Bad idea.
It was a good idea, but thank you very much. We're not ready for that kind of intimacy yet.
I'm not trying to end my marriage today. Or anybody else's.
Not today, no. But we appreciate your effort very much. All right, coming up next on The Morning X with Drew and Seth. Great job, Danielle. Are
Thank
you creeped
you.
Out right now?
Yeah,
are you
I'm
disgusted?
Out. I'm sweating.
No, you're okay.
I'm okay, but I just don't like this.